Some of the world's top CEOs are admitting that capitalism is worsening inequalities, but they say it's better than any alternative. The remarks kicked off talks at the World Economic Forum in the Swiss ski resort of Davos. Lydia O'Kane has more on the story.
The Swiss setting may be picturesque, but the economic climate is anything but. The annual World Economic Forum in Davos is underway, but the corporate executives gathered are grappling with major issues such as the struggling euro currency, fears of a return to recession, and the loss of momentum in developing economies. Over the next few days, representatives from 19 of the G20 countries, including heads of government from Mexico, South Africa and the United Kingdom, will be exchanging views and trying to come to grips with a frayed global system under the theme, The Great Transformation, Shaping New Models. There will also be participation from over 2,600 leaders from government, academia, business and civil society. Lee Howell is managing director and head of the Centre for Global Events at the World Economic Forum. He says the focus will be on addressing major structural challenges in the global economy.
We're living through a great transformation. That transformation entails living together on a planet with 7 billion inhabitants. It entails facing major structural challenges in the global economy, and it entails living with technology 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and living in an era of hyperconnectivity. Those are the elements that really challenge us today, and how we're going to go through that is something that we're going to focus on, and it requires new models.
With the start of this forum also comes a warning from its founder, Klaus Schwab, who says capitalism is out of sync and welcomes critics' ideas of how to mend it, such as those of the Occupy protest movement, who are camped out in their igloos in Davos. He adds that he wants this year's forum to place particular emphasis on ethics and resetting the moral compass of the world's business and political community. I'm Lydia O'Kane.